What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, going to Columbia, South Carolina, talk to Allen University's new head football coach, that you're on the Boss Man Show, Coach Pearl, to talk to you, man. How things over there at Columbia this morning, brother?
Everything going great, man. We got some great weather. Everybody getting ready for the 4th of July, so it's great.
I hear that, Coach. Tell me about it, man. How I feel to be back in that head coaching seat, man, and the universities are on the rise. Got a lot of new coaches over there at Allen now. We're under Jasher's leadership, man. So how cool you be the part of the AU University uprising and coming up here over there, man?
That feels good, man. I'm thankful for the opportunity that President McNeely and Jasher A.D. Cox gave me to be a head coach again. So I'm really excited about the season, and I can't wait to get started. Spring ball was a success in our eyes. Just getting prepared. The kids come in July 31st, so the juice is starting to flow and just getting ready, man. It's an old saying in football. Once July 4th hit, it's football season.
Nah, you already know, Coach. You already know it is. It's time to get in camp mode for sure. And, Coach, man, this spring, talk about trying to get these young men to buy into you and your staff's way of doing things, teach them how you want them to practice, how you want them to go about being a student in the community as well, going to class, off the field, study hall, so how to work out. So how will it get you guys to buy into how you want things done this spring, Coach?
Well, that's the number one goal when you come in as a new coach and at a new university. Especially now with the transfer portal, the first thing you have to do is embrace everybody that's currently still there. We walked into a situation where it was like 20 plus guys that got in the portal. That's yesterday's game. No issue at all. But anytime you got to get used to a new way of doing things and new terminology and a new philosophy, it always takes a little time. But the kids bought in, and by the end of spring ball, everybody was on the same page, and that was a really good thing, and it was a really good bright spot and sign that we headed in the right direction.
No doubt, Coach Pearl, man, when you go into the I call it speed dating now, Coach Pearl, with the portal, man, trying to figure out a young man's motives. Does he really want to be a part of something? Or is it because of, you never know what a man, young man's motive is. So how has it been trying to, you know, get these young men fast in a speed dating fashion to see if they actually do fit what you're trying to build for the core values of your program?
Well, the first thing you want to do is try to get them on campus and a visit. The assistant coaches do a good job of reaching out to them and recruiting them and getting to know them. And then once they come on campus, we sit down in my office along with them and their parents, and I just kind of lay it out how things are here under my regime as the head coach and the way things are going to be. And that's a conversation we have with the young man and his parents. And I always ask before they leave, is that something you think you want to be a part of? Because this is the way we're going to operate. And it's been going well. We bringing in about 40 to 50 kids so to replace the roster, to rebuild the roster from last year. So that's pretty much the way it goes nowadays with the transfer portal. You pretty much have to get all the information that you can on why they transfer. You have to have that conversation with the young man. And if you feel like you got all of the answers that you agree with, then you move forward and offer them a scholarship and try to bring them into your program.
And Coach Pearl, with the new environment, do you want to still have a lot of high school guys, or you want to kind of maybe go JUCO and establish guys within the portal, kind of stay old and have guys who know who experience don't know what they're doing? Or do you want to kind of mix a little bit of all of it together?
Well, I believe in a mixture, and that's pretty much what we did during our recruiting process. Because there's still some great talent in high school. The bottom line is those guys are going to be young. But now with the transfer portal, Division II can really get some guys that were FCS level type recruits and talented. So it's really a plus initially to the smaller school Division II program. And that's the reason why we targeted some great high school football players. But at the same time, you know, with everyone else bringing in older guys, we have to do the same thing, too, to make sure we're on pace with everybody else and trying to build a program the right way. So I believe in a mixture of a high school and transfer portal people.
No doubt. And Coach Pearl, for any young man listening to this interview in Atlanta and beyond who think about coming to Allen University, what are you looking for in a young man on and off the field to be a part of your program that they can really fit the vision you have for this thing that you're building here at Allen?
Well, we look for kids that, number one, that are – outstanding in the classroom and on the field. The easiest thing to see is a young man's talent on the field. Anybody can see that, you know, that buys a ticket and goes to his high school game. You can see that the kid is a great athlete. But the other part to it, we're looking for great people, good character, because the coaches are not always around. Your parents are definitely not around once you come to college. So those values that they instilled in you as a young man, you have to bring those with you. We're just going to reinforce those once you get here. But we look for those kind of people, good students, great people, and want to be a part of a team and function as one, and want to win and graduate, because that's what this thing is all about. You know, there's only like 1% of these guys are going to go to the NFL at that. But the thing that you can control is getting your college degree, and that's what this is all about, to kind of change your life and the trajectory of which way you can go and give yourself more options.
No doubt, Coach Pearl, like I said, I'm an example of it. You know, it wasn't in my cards, but late. I still near the game on the media side now. You know, got a degree in business. I'm minor in entrepreneurship and psychology. So I'm using my degree right now, and I make my own way because, you know, if I don't interview people, I don't eat. So I'm doing my own thing.
I understand. So and that's the reason why, you know, that's the main purpose of going to college. I understand with all the NIL stuff, all that stuff is attractive. And it sounds great, you know, on all the talk shows. And for the guys that are able to get the big deals, you know, my hat's off to them. I wish I could have got a $1 million deal when I was in college. However, that's not the truth for everyone that you see on your TV screen playing college athletics. You know, some of the offensive linemen, defensive linemen, those guys are, even though they're making a few thousand dollars, you know, how long is that going to last? You know. So that kind of money is not going to last you a lifetime. So you still need a degree, because that whistle is going to stop blowing one day for all of them.
No doubt. And Coach Pearl, your guys on a great area that's growing. It's Columbus, South Carolina. You're out from Charlotte, another city that's growing. So talk about the opportunities your young men have off the field for internships and networking opportunities in the area you're in, as booming and brimming as it grows and expands.
Funny you said that. Bowen has moved into South Carolina and has one of our big partners here at Allen University. So, and then being close to Atlanta, that's the thing about Columbia that I really like. It's centrally located to Atlanta, Charlotte, like you said, Spartanburg, Charleston, Greenville. So, and the major companies around here that our kids will have the opportunity to internship. So once they graduate, you can have a job in line. Again, those are some of the things that we preach, along with going to graduate school, because that's another reality. If your grades are at a certain point when you graduate from college, you can go to grad school for free. So those are the kind of things that we try to push and encourage. And yes, for those guys that are that talented, yes, we'd love for all of them to go to the NFL. That's the best temporary job in America. And you heard what I said, temporary, because you can't, the average player plays 3.5 years. So that's a great field to get a jump start financially to make yourself secure for a lifetime. However, that's a small percentage, just like playing the lottery. Not everybody wins, even though everybody plays. So again, our number one focus here is to make sure these young men graduate and win a championship before they leave.
And Coach Pruitt, you said something good about being centrally located. You don't get in a car 250 miles and find all talent you need in the world to come to university because of where you're at. You can get in that car, spread out, hey, we got talent to bring in and can help us win.
No doubt about it. Between Atlanta and the whole state of South Carolina, and from my understanding, we're not really far from the Florida line. That's enough in itself. You can definitely find talent between Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida. And we're right in the area where we can touch all of those, in North Carolina, where we can touch all those states within 3-4 hours.
No doubt, Coach. And Coach, man, for you, man, looking at this opportunity, SIEC, talk about how it's grown and gotten better over the years. The SIEC has gotten better. Talent's gotten better. Coaching's gotten better. So talk about that as a league. People need to really look at the SIEC for football and see is some talent down there, some great coaching, and it's some high-quality football.
Well, it's always been high-quality football, but this league has grown since I was a player in it in 1987. I remember playing games live on BET, and I know people were like, whoa, Coach.
Yeah, I remember that too.
But now with the SIEC being the only Division II conference in America with a contract with ESPN, all of our member schools get a chance to play live on ESPN+, which is a benefit, which only acts as a recruiting tool for every institution in the conference. We have a conference full of great coaches that are in this league, and the atmosphere in the SIEC second to none, man. You go on the road and you go into the hostile environments as you should. There should be a home field advantage when you go into somebody else's place and people coming into our place. We want our fans to be rowdy and respectful and cheering us on to beat our opponents. But it's a great atmosphere. You have a TV contract, and we got some really great coaches and talented players and that some get a chance to go on to the next level. And over the years, they have, So it's a great league to play in, especially if you're going to play Division II football. I wouldn't see myself in any other league.
No, I hear that, Coach, and I was lucky. Growing up on the west side of Atlanta, being able to walk down the street to Clark and Morehouse and get to enjoy that on Saturdays, man, was cool for me, man. So I guess I got that bug forward early. And Coach, what about that, man, for a young man, HBC experience for a young man? I said, I went to Tennessee State. And I'm happy I went there. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I had a great time up there. Got a lot of friends and friends up there still. A lot of people who care about me up there, who looked after me. Talk about that part of the HBCU school to help young black men and give them that opportunity to jumpstart. A lot like me came from a rough environment, got a degree. Now I'm taking the opportunity and ran with it. Be able to do that for a lot of young black men come to your program who can just be great assets to our society going to HBCU school that want to mentor them and point them in the right direction with the great guidance that you all give us.
Man, that's the great thing about this coaching profession is the phone calls you get 10, 15 years later. It's funny you asked me that. I was just on the phone with my offensive line coach before this interview that coached me at Tuskegee University. We still have a relationship to this day. My defensive line coach that was at Tuskegee University at that time is my assistant head coach on the staff here. The HBCU level, the networking, the family atmosphere, it's second to none, man. And these are relationships you have for a lifetime, whether you're a coach or your teammates. You know, some of my teammates have gone on to do bigger and better things, and we still talk to this day. So if I need something, I can reach out to anybody around this United States and possibly get some assistance. But there's nothing like the friendship and the networking and the fellowship in HBCU sports. Again, second to none.
Coach, let me ask you some about yourself, man. At what point in your career, playing-wise, you decided you want to get into coaching? Now, I know my dad was a coach, but I didn't choose to be a coach like my dad. But I saw how I did, how he had stress on him, but he loved it, though. So for you, what kind of trigger you want to get into coaching, and when did you decide you want to be a coach?
Well, actually, we were talking about that relationship. My offensive coordinator became the new head coach of Tuskegee after I graduated. And I was working at United Methodist Children's Home in Selma, Alabama. I'll never forget this. And he called me one late night about 10 o'clock and asked me, "Pearl, you want to get your master's degree in coach football?" I said, "Yeah, coach, where?" He was like, "I'm about to accept the head job at your school, Tuskegee University. I want to bring you on as an offensive grad assistant." And I was like, "Coach, when do I need to be there?" Because I always wanted to get my master's degree, but I got a chance to get it for free by being a grad assistant. So that's how I got into coaching back in 93, the great Haney Kitchens. He's no longer with us now, but that was one of my mentors, and he got me in this game. And along with some of my other coaches, my head coach that I played for, James A, Big Jim Martin, those guys were big influences in me becoming a football coach. And I can't see myself doing anything else, man. I love working with young people, love seeing them, you know, taking them from this raw mold of clay when they first come and walk through the door and seeing them mature and grow up into the adults that a lot of them have become now, man. That's the biggest thing. Like I said, those phone calls you get back now, and these guys are married. I call them kids, but some of them 40 years old, JR. they got kids, they got wives, they got their own, some of them on their own businesses and all this kind of stuff, but they'll still be kids to me, not in a disrespectful way. Just like I told you, I just got off the phone with my O-line coach. He talked to me the same way I was when I was 18.
So, yes.
So I lean on them a lot. And so that's, you know, those are some of the things, man. Those are some of the things that we look forward to.
Yeah, Coach Pearl, like when I call Rod Reed or LC Cole or Johnny Cole, hey, trust me, I get those same talks. Like, "You sure you want to do that? Are you sure?
Right.
But it's because they still love and care for me, man, after all these years, man. So, like I said, shout out to them, those guys who helped molded me, man. I told father coach, 4 years old, Tennessee State, going to basketball camp, meeting Anthony Mason, a newer Knick player who played for Tennessee State. That inspired me too, as a four-year-old.
Right.
Meeting him and Carlos Rogers, and they took an interest in a four-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Never forgot that from a four-year-old. So just that whole environment of HBCUs and that family environment, man, it's, you can't beat it, man. And I love it. I know we have our struggles with finances and resources, but everything else, man, about the family environment, the community, and the true love of each other, man, it's one of a kind, Coach.
Yeah. And you know, everywhere there's struggles. So – you know, you have to take the good with the bad, but that's life.
No doubt. And coach, I probably will see you the September 7th at Clark Atlanta. LC Cole's defense coordinator now with Coach Keaton over there at Clark. So I'm as neutral as I can because I like both of you, man.
Well, that's fine, Coach. That's fine. I think it's gonna be a great ball. I look forward to it too.
Yeah, because as I said, I like Allen, I like y'all too. I got relationships with both schools, but I'm gonna be neutral so I can't.
It's a win-win for you, Coach. It's a win-win, man.
Yeah, hey, Coach, what I do is I'm gonna come with Tennessee State gear. I can't lose.
Can't lose. There you go. You come in blue and white, you're gonna be all right.
Yes, sir. Hey, Coach Pearl, it's been great to have you on the show, man. Look forward to listening to what you're going for, man. And the way I can help your program, and I'm open to do it. Like I told you off air, man. I got listeners with Jasher and Sean as well. So, got your colleagues there. And so, anything I can do to help at this university, y'all, if you need me to come out to do a live event or whatever, anything I can do to help you, let me know, Coach Pearl.
I definitely will, man. I really appreciate you taking time to highlight our program here at Allen University, man. And we're looking forward to the season two, man. You know, like I always say, we ready. We ready to go. It's time to swarm. So, let's swarm.
Yes, sir. Folks, it's Allen University's new football coach, Andrew Pearl, on the Boss Man Show. We'll see him in Atlanta September 7th over at CAU. Let's get out there to football programs. Coach Pearl, thank you for your time. It was so fun today, brother.
Thank you.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.